Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So it's the off season for Major League Baseball, but you're starting to see more and more rumors about Juan Soto in particular. I saw the latest team to enter the fray is the Boston Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
But Washington, it looks like they're going to be eyeing to make some big moves. Does this excite you as a Nats fan? If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We all don't think that Soto is a realistic play because he's going to... Some people say he's going to make more than Otani, which is over $700 million.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to give him $750 million all of a sudden?
No,
last time they offered him $400.
I don't see that.
They're going to add $350 million?
But they've got these young players.
I've read that some of the... A lot of these the experts, former GMs, are saying it's going to be in the $600 million range. $500 to $600, not $700.
All right, let's say...
I mean, that's just their prediction.
Let's say that that's true, Jason.
Yeah. I don't see
they would pay him $600 million?
Now, if they ever sell the team, the new owner inherits the contract, but yes.
And the Otani deal is so backloaded.
It's backloaded.
Like, there's no chance that Juan Soto is going to take an 80% backloaded deferred money deal.
No.
And we know the Lerners in the past have definitely been big on deferred money for a lot of their
Let's just say
players.
It's somewhere in the 50 to 55 million range per year. I mean, is Lerner going to pay that?
I just don't see that happening.
Is Strasburg finally going to be off the books? He's probably still on the books. Corbin's off the books.
Corbin's off the books. I'm not sure about Strasburg. I have to look it up.
I mean, look, they've got these young players where people are excited about. We saw James Wood a lot last year. Seems to be the real deal. Dylan Cruz, I'm guessing he's going to be on the team this year.
Oh, yeah.
Right out of spring?
Yeah.
But they need to add some established players too.
They've got five straight losing seasons. They need to add because five straight losing seasons. Now, you know, when you talk to Rizzo, he kind of throws out a couple of those because one of those years was COVID, and the other year they traded a bunch of guys,
right?
Some of the they're studs, and they traded them to other teams to acquire these picks and the young players. But the fact that Washington is still in that 70 win range. Yeah, they got to get closer to that 80 to 83 win range. And to do that, you're going to have to sign some guys, some veteran bats. Yeah, and I know the names like Christian Walker and Alex Bregman, they're thrown out there. Pete Alonso. They're going to cost you $115 to $160 million. Are the Lerners willing to do that? But Washington was next to last year in home runs. They had 135 home runs. Their leading home run hitter was C.J. Abrams.
Mm-hmm. Right? You need more pop than that.
You need more pop. I mean, the pitching was really good, and a lot of these young pitchers look really good, and their overall numbers were good as a team. But to have 135 home runs, the only team below them last year was the team who set the record for losses, the White Sox. You've got to get some guys, especially on the corners, that have big bats because you need to score more runs, and you got to get closer to that 80-win range, if not higher.
Looks like Strasburg's still on the books for 35 mil per in 25 and 26.
I'm looking at SpotRack right now.
Mm-hmm.
2025. This says a real-time look at the multi-year salary payroll totals for each Major League Baseball team. So the Dodgers are in first, Philly second, Yankees third, Braves fourth, Padres fifth. The Washington Nationals are 31st right now.
Mm-hmm.
They used to be a top 10, even top 5 team when it came to paying their players.
Spending like a small market team.
Well, you know why they haven't been. That now, I mean, at some point they have to re-enter the market. And I think that's what we're talking about. Right? Well, it's not like it's a shock that they're that low.
And maybe they also were pondering selling the team, so they didn't want a new owner to have to inherit huge contracts, and they said, all right, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's still a plan, but you have to think about your fans, and you have to think about the standings, and you've got to get better as a team, especially now that you've got all these young core players. Right. So they've got to go out, and it can't be a Joey Gallo or a Nick Senzel when those were nothings. You've got to go out and get impact players that are going to play every day and that are going to hit you 35 bombs.
This doesn't even seem real. Uh-huh. According to SpotRack, their total salary right now is only $31 million.
Right.
They used to be well above $100 million. So I think the Learners can make some big splashes.
I think they will.
And I would like them to go after Juan Soto. Why not?
I'd love it too.
I'm just saying
we got to be realistic.
Why isn't that realistic? If you gave him $50 million a year,
because it's out of
$55 million a year, mm-hmm. if the rest of your payroll is a bunch of young guys like Dylan Cruz and James Wood, they're not making really any money. And I guess who's their highest salary guy
right now, in terms
of positional players? K-Bear Ruiz?
Well, right now it's listed as Kyle Finnegan.
No, I'm talking about position players.
Oh, okay. Luis Garcia is listed here at 5.4.
Well, part of the logic against it is that's the point. You can't just have one guy and then all young guys. Like, if you want to be competitive, they need one. So, I mean, look at the Yankees. Look at the Dodgers. You need to have a bunch of guys.
Right, yeah. But if you time it right, where these young guys are developing and becoming really good players, and they're on their deals where they're not making the big bucks yet, I think you could do it.
I think it's a pipe dream to think that the Nats are going to spend that sort of money on Juan Soto or any other.
But I think it is interesting that he called
and free agent.
If the report is accurate, that Rizzo did call.
Well, you can call all you want. That doesn't mean you're going to be in the mix.
He called Boris and asked him what kind of number he's looking at. Is that what?
I don't know. The report was he called to gauge interest. See,
I would love to know what the discussions between Riz and Mark Lerner are about. All right, what's the budget?
Right.
You know, who can I go after? What kind of numbers are you willing to spend?
I'm sure the Learners come in and put a number down on the table for Mike and say, this is the amount you can spend, and you can't go over it.
Yeah.
This is our limit.
Well, that's why a guy like Alex Bregman, who can come in, because they need a third baseman.
Mm-hmm.
If you can bring him in at $170 million, I don't know what he would charge. I don't know what he's worth. He's like a 9 or 10 year vet. Mm-hmm. But if you could bring him in another guy like at the corners and have two more bats and spend half of what you would spend if you went out to get Soto, I don't know. With all the young guys, it might be a better plan. I just don't see Lerner going out and going, all right, Scott Boras, what do you want? 12 years, $650 million or 12 years, $600 million? I just don't see him doing that.
All right. I agree. But
then you're limited. You can't spend any more money.
Yeah, I mean, Mike can call and find out those numbers and then hang up the phone immediately and say, we got to pivot. We can't absorb that kind of cost.
The year they won the World Series, I'm on baseballreference.com.
Mm-hmm.
Their estimated payroll was $203 million.
Right.
$200 million more than what it is right now.
Drabby, why not go out and spend
$200 million
go
difference?
Out and get Alex Bregman. Go out and get Alex Bregman and Christian Walker.
I think you should text that to Mike Rizzo and see what his response is.
Or why can't you get Pete Alonso and Alex Bregman?
Mm-hmm.
Can you get both? I mean, you're going to spend $300 million probably.
You can't be angry. I think the market for Bregman's going to be pretty steep.
How old is Bregman? How old is he?
30. He's 30? Yep.
He's hitting his free agent at a perfect time. What are they saying about Bregman's
deal? Think every team is going to, I know the Phillies, I think, are going to go hard after him. Astros want to keep him.
Right. Okay. I don't know. I just would, or maybe one of those guys then. And then maybe a middle of the range bat that you can put at the corner. But I think they got to go after, I don't know if it's Alonso or Walker or Bregman. They got to go after some veterans who can hit, who are going to play every day, who can hit bombs. Because 135 home runs is embarrassing.
Hey, don't
sleep. When your shortstop, who weighs about 140 pounds, leads your team in home runs, that's embarrassing.
And he loves to stay up all night and gamble.
Right.
Get suspended at the end of the season.
I mean, he's got pop.
That's embarrassing.
Skinny guy, but
I think people have forgotten that because the Nat season ended so long ago. That was an embarrassing way for C.J. Abrams to end his campaign this year.
I would just think if you're the owners, and there's no way to get inside their head, and I don't know their financial position this year versus 5 years ago, but you win the World Series when you had your payroll, according to this, over $200 million. And now you've got this tiny little payroll, and attendance is going down.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I'm saying. If you
need to bring in some big names.
That's what I'm saying. If you went out and got a couple of big names other than Juan Soto, which is a long shot, you're going to create excitement.
I don't know how much they're willing to put towards their baseball team, but the Lerner family worth as of 2024 is $5.8 billion. So if they wanted to spend a bunch of money, they could spend more money than they're spending currently on their baseball team.
Yeah, I don't understand the mentality because they don't spend money. They don't take money out of their own pocketbooks and spend. They use the money from the team. That's what they use for the team, for the payroll.
But I mean, if they wanted to, they could dip it. They could dip into the personal coffers and spend more.
Yeah, but
choose not to.
Yeah, it's not to them. It's a business.
Understood.
It's not necessarily.
Well, I mean, if that was the case, then you'd give every single free agent, you know, $1 billion.
Well, I mean, not get crazy. Give everybody.
I'm being sarcastic,
but yeah,
you can't spend as much money as they have. So you could give Juan Soto more money than any other team, and then give Bregman more money than. But that's not how it works. Well, I mean, there is also a salary cap.
I mean, it could work that way.
No, owners don't do that. They're business. They're business.
They're not just going to light their money on fire.
They don't want to get penalized for having to go over the salary cap, too. They don't want to do that.
Okay, but at some point, they were paying guys like Steven Strasburg and going back to Jason Worth.
But correct me if I'm wrong.
They're paying a bunch of guys a lot of money.
In baseball.
There's a penalty for going over a certain number. The luxury tax.
Okay, well, again, pay the luxury tax.
Right. Well, owners don't like to do that.
I understand.
They don't like to burn money.
Sometimes if they really want to go for it and they're loaded beyond imagination, they can be like, I don't care about a luxury tax.
I know.
Luxury tax, I point my finger and laugh at your luxury tax.
That's just not how they think.
I understand. I'm just saying, if I had $6 billion and I want to go for it, I'm going to give the luxury tax both middle fingers.
Right,
I'm not going to care.
You would, but you don't have the money. They do.
I know
it's their money. That's
saying,
why they don't do that.
I'm just saying, in a theoretical world.
In a perfect world,
if I had a pile of $6 billion and I wanted to win the World Series, I would sign whatever free agent I wanted and I wouldn't worry about the money.
Okay. But
because I have an endless supply of money.
That's why you sit right there.
I understand.
Behind the mic.
Trust me, I know. I know my lot in life.
I think you're.
But other than the Soto thing, I think they should go out and get a couple of big names.
No Why don't doubt. You give me some money, Case? You got all that Bitcoin.
I think they should hire me as a financial consultant.
But do you feel like Bregman and Christian Walker are really big names? Like,
yeah.
I think they're good players.
Christian Walker.
I think they're good players.
Alonso is a bigger name, but.
Yes.
Bregman's a big name.
Alonso's a big name.
Bregman has been to multiple World Series. I mean, he's a good defensive player. He's got pop. He's better than anything that Washington has at third base.
No, I think he's a good player. I don't think he's that big of a name. Alonso, I think, is a big name.
He's a pretty big name.
If I were in charge, I'd overpay him.
I mean, he's probably a top 10 free agent this year.
He's going to get paid by somebody.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Alex Bregman's a big name, Cakes?
I mean,
he doesn't.
Look,
if Alex Bregman walked in here right now, he wouldn't know you.
Even though I know that name, so he must be a big name. I think he's kind of a smarmy punk. I wouldn't want to give him a bunch of money, but that's just me.
You just said you'd give everybody a bunch of money.
I don't like his personality very much.
Okay.
He probably doesn't like my personality either, if he knew who I was.
The more Cakes talks, the bigger hole he digs.
All I know
himself.
is I would be an amazing Major League Baseball owner if, here's the qualifier, if I had $6 billion.
All right, I'm on,
which I don't.
I'm on MLBtraderumors.com right now, some random site, and they list the free agents. Juan Soto, clearly, number one, they predict 13 years, $600 million. Okay? Number two, Corbin Burns. Valdez would love for the Orioles to retain him. They predict 7 years, $200 million. Number three, Alex Bregman. Wow, they predict $182 million. Drab, I didn't think it would be that big.
He's gonna be pricey.
Where do they got Roki Sasaki?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to go down the list.
The next phenom, 23-year-old fireballer from Japan.
Baseball Cakes does not know who that person is.
Oh, you will.
I'm sure I will. But
he doesn't play outfield too, does he?
Currently, I don't know who that person is.
They've got Pete Alonso at seven. So, I mean, you're talking about two of the top seven free agents? Mm-hmm. No, they're not going to get them both. They probably won't get either one of them, but they should. They should go out and get one of them.
One of their winter meetings, isn't this when it all goes down?
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No idea. I could text Riz.
I thought I saw Mike at like some GM or winter meetings recently. So, I mean, probably at least some of them have already happened.
800-636-1067 is the number. Mike Locksley, head football coach at the University of Maryland, will join us coming up in an hour at 9:45.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.